I'm Austin Meek, and you're listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business. My guest today is Aaron Williams, owner of MC Art Supplies. We talk about starting and purchasing this business, his house hacking experiment in Uptown Waco, and his favorite neighborhoods in town. But first, it's the Business Review with CJ Jackson.
Love thyself. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Chris Westfall, business coach and author, says, if you want to be a leader who inspires and motivates others, you have to start by leading yourself first. He shares how emotional intelligence is a key component of self-leadership.
Emotional intelligence looks at the way that we are able to interpret the emotional state of others, as well as understanding and maintaining our own emotional state. From the standpoint of emotional intelligence, self-leadership means understanding that we're going to have some thinking going on around our circumstances. If we think that giving a presentation is a nightmare, a horrible experience where no one will listen to us, guess how that presentation is going to go? What kind of person is going to step on stage? It is our thinking that shapes our experience, not our circumstances, not the people around us. Just because a train of thought shows up doesn't mean that we have to ride that train.
Westfall says by shifting our thinking, we become more confident, inspiring, and can in turn help others create different results.
When it comes to being more confident in an office situation, when it comes to being more effective in our communication, we all have the capacity for more than what we realize. There's always an opportunity to choose to ignore our thoughts. And helping people to make different choices can help them to create different results. And that's the first step. Is there a new way of thinking about the people and circumstances around you that would serve you better? Your job is to find it.
Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handkemmer School of Business at Baylor University.
The Business Review can be heard every Thursday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered on KWBU. I'm now joined in the studio by Aaron Williams, owner of MC Art Supplies. Welcome to Downtown Depot.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. I have driven by your shop, MC Art Supplies. I've stopped there before and gotten supplies myself. You're right there in the Uptown area. Is this business what brought you to Waco, or were you here before? What's your history?
Yeah. My wife and I both are native Wacoans, and we were born and raised here, and we've moved around a little bit during our early 20s, during college time and all that good stuff, but we found our way back here. And yeah, MC was an interesting opportunity because it's a store that had been around since about the late 60s, believe it or not. And they had, for the longest time, built supply kits for Baylor and MCC and TSDC. And they were just getting, kind of up there in age and ready to retire. And my sister happened to be an art student at Baylor. And that's where she got all of her supplies, and she kind of connected the dots with us and said, hey, there's this sweet old couple who's going to, they're looking to retire, and they're probably going to end up closing their business if no one's around to take it over. And, so all these dots were being connected, and we just thought, oh, that's pretty interesting, and just had a conversation with them, and very long story short, just took the plunge and decided to do something crazy and took over an art supply store. So
were they in that same Uptown location where you are currently?
Yes. Yeah, they were. And the cool thing, before computers really took over and how we do things digitally with all of our artwork and whatnot for design purposes, it used to house working artists. And that's what the MC stands for, is marketing communications. And it basically housed working artists. There were like 6 to 8 people in there at a time doing advertisement work and cool stuff. And then they eventually, I think in the 70s at some point, started carrying art materials and drafting supplies and things like that. So ever since then, they've been kind of a place that you can go to get specialty things. And we saw that was a cool opportunity because we seem to be pretty much, we're the only store of our kind in between Dallas and Austin. And we figured if we don't screw up what they were doing previous to that and just make it a better art supply store and put more focus into new products and rearranging a little bit and kind of rebranding, that's exactly what we were going for. So
MC Art Supplies is located at 2025 Washington Avenue, right in the heart of Uptown Waco. What's something that has surprised you since you purchased this business? Like, knowing how to evaluate a business and write an offer, that can all be a little bit scary.
Yeah, this was definitely a unique animal and a lot of learning opportunities because, first of all, as a disclaimer too, I have my real estate license. So my wife and I were actually looking for an investment property of some sort, and we were living in an Airstream trailer for a while and just saving up looking for some kind of duplex. And then when we came across this property, we just thought, oh, there's an existing business here, and you know, it's got personal residence in the back and whatnot. And so it was a really unique contract situation too, because we never in a million years would have thought we would own a retail art supply store. So we actually utilized the Small Business Development Center, which is at MCC, and that's basically our tax dollars pay for it, and it's like free business coaching, which was awesome, and that's exactly what we needed at the time. And they really helped us steer in a direction of, you know, getting a contract for actually buying a business, and we also did a separate contract for buying the real estate. So it was a really complex kind of situation, and in hindsight, it's always pretty tricky when you've got a multi-use building like that to make sure all of your ducks in a row, your ducks are in a row and whatnot. But yeah, so a lot of learning opportunities there. But yeah, it ended up being just a purchase of a business and the namesake and all that good stuff, and then purchase for real estate, and that's where we are today. It's just MC Art Supplies into the same existing building. But
I'm glad you mentioned the Small Business Development Center at McLennan. This is a terrific resource. Tim Holtkamp is the guy over there that I've worked with a lot.
Yeah.
They're there, and you're right. It's free. You pay for it.
I feel like a salesman for them a lot, and I'm not paid a dime from them, of course, but like it really is amazing stuff. Like, because, I mean, if you have even an idea of starting a business, it costs you zero to go over there and talk to them about it. You just have to fill out a form, and it's the best like free resource for entrepreneurship or business coaching, and it's just right around the corner. I mean, they were super helpful, and there were a lot of questions that we had, like how do you start an LLC, or how do you get your tax certificate, and all this kind of weird stuff in the background that people don't think of when you're starting a business. They helped us just, you know, figure out what we were doing.
What are some of the things that your wife and you have learned about the artistic community in Waco over the last few years?
We've learned that it's way bigger than anyone realizes, and it's awesome because, you know, when we took over the store, we knew what they had been doing with the back to school thing, like building kits for all the colleges. But what we really didn't know was what is the regular customer base like, because when we were looking at it on paper, they kind of, you know, in their you know, later years, they were kind of open when they wanted to be, and there wasn't a whole lot of like traffic in between that back to school time. So we were like, what's this going to be like the rest of the year? And we were so pleasantly surprised to find that there are so many artists out there and so many different kinds of artists. I mean, you've got street artists who are doing really big projects on walls for people. And then you've got oil painters, you've got watercolor artists, you've got people who sketch, you know, life drawings and things. I mean, like ceramic artists. That was a whole nother thing that they didn't really get into whatsoever before we took over. And my wife and my sister both are actually potters. So it was cool to be able to take on a whole new, you know, add a whole another line of products like glazes and clay bodies and things like that. So yeah, that's the biggest thing we learned was there's a ton of artists out there, and they all kind of feel like they're in their own bubble, because a lot of times artists are like, oh, I must be the only artist in Waco. And what I learned is there were so many of those people, and we actually do have a huge artist community here. So it's cool to see them all come through our door to get materials, you know?
So when you were looking at the business and evaluating it, deciding how your wife and you wanted to run it, the low-hanging fruit was, hey, let's have consistent hours where people know they can find us.
Yeah.
Let's bring in some different products that, you know, whether it's ceramics or other different types of paints that maybe aren't being carried currently. Was there anything else that you guys noticed just off the bat? Hey, there's a need here, and we can now provide that with MC Art.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, there were so many different opportunities as far as like things that we could do better as a store, but also things that we can offer to Central Texas. And like I said, we're really the only kind of specialty fine art supply store in between Dallas and Austin. And finding those ways to expand and improve upon just the existing structure that was already there. Like, our just mission from day one is, hey, this is a great store. Let's make it even better. And, you know, previous to us taking over, there was nothing in the store that was really like scannable, or it wasn't really brought to the new age of having it through an online store. And our whole life for about a year and a half was just data entry, like putting in barcodes and adding product pictures and images and whatnot. And it ended up paying off because we finally got this online store set up to where customers could shop with us that way. And then COVID hit like around 2020, and we were totally ready to just jump into things like curbside pickup and local delivery and shipping orders. And we had already laid that groundwork to where it's, you know, people have the option of shopping with us 24/7. Yeah. So there was that. And like I said, just, you know, looking for opportunities to add new products that we just opened our eyes to trends and we're paying attention to things that the city of Waco was lacking and said, oh, we could probably fill that, you know, void there. So.
And how are you paying attention to trends and learning what the city of Waco is lacking? Is this conversation just with artists? Is this podcast you listen to?
Listening to customers. I mean, that's, you know, we've been very organic about how we've grown. We really haven't done a whole lot of advertising or anything like that. But like the thing that sets us apart from bigger box chain stores or anything like that is we're a very small team. So first of all, we are the decision makers. We listen to our customers. And if we have enough people coming through the door that says, hey, do you have like this paint marker, this like Posca thing or what, you know, I can't find this anywhere. And if we hear that question enough, we're like, oh yeah, we're on it. And we just, you know, even if it's like kind of one-off things, like every art supply store needs to have that one weird item that you can't find anywhere, even if it's not your A-list product. Like, you just, to be a well-rounded store, you have to have a lot of those kind of strange things, but then you want to beef up on the slam dunk products. And that's
what are some of the strange things?
Strange things, man. Let me see here. Like, trying to think, like just cut off wires. I mean, there's just like, you know, structural wires and certain erasers that are like sanded, you know, like just very specific weird applications. Or like, sometimes there are items that not many people even know what the heck they are, but there might be one artist who's like, I use this thing for this specific reason, and if you had it, I would buy it from you all the time. And that, you know, those are the things that you can't go super crazy on because people can say things but then never come through your doors again. But we usually just have good intuition about people, and we do our best to make smart decisions for the store and pick up things that we know is going to be beneficial to the artist of Waco. So yeah, we're just, to answer your question, we just listen to the people who walk through our door and we build a relationship with them and just do our best to keep growing as a store.
How prescient that before COVID even hit, you guys had invested so much time in making everything online, making it easy for people to come and pick up supplies. A lot of industries got hammered during COVID, particularly those first few months. I wonder if you saw a ton of difference in your sales, because part of me thinks, well, yeah, people just didn't want to go out and do anything for the first couple of months. But the other part is like, hey, I had a couple art projects that I'd been setting to the side, and finally now I'm sitting at home. I got all this time in the world. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, and that's the thing is like during that whole time period, we did really see there's one customer who's like in their late 80s who's like, I want to start art now. And there are just such a wide range of people who wanted to get into something new because their whole life perspective changed during that time, that when they were like, you know what, this life is kind of short. Like, I don't know what's going on and, you know, with the whole world and what's, you know, the state of things. And it's at that time, you know, March, April 2020, it seemed like the world was kind of melting. So people were like, you know what, this is the time to do those things that you just enjoy doing. And we were ready to do that. And, you know, it did take a lot of work in the back end. We have thousands of products, and if even looking at one color range, you might have over 500 colors of one thing, like one particular product. So, I mean, we had to do so much work in the background to get our online store to a point where it made sense and it had nice pictures, and it still is a work in progress to this day. But, yeah, we did the groundwork, and it worked out perfectly because even though we were not having people in store during that time, we were able to function as a business, and we actually grew during that time, which was a blessing because a lot of people who didn't have that groundwork laid were, you know, hurting, and it was a difficult time to make your way through it. But
you're hearing from Aaron Williams, owner of MC Art Supplies on Washington Avenue. Aaron, you had mentioned that your wife is a ceramicist,
yeah,
and she recently has done some work for a new restaurant that opened.
Yeah. And that restaurant is Oak and Ivy. They make amazing food, and that was one that we were really excited about. Hearing, you know, Chef Powell is, she's the main creative brain behind all the culinary experience over there. She's the head chef. And the way that that even that whole relationship started was during COVID, my wife was making mugs for people, just like doing commission, like random stuff, like just her mugs that she liked. And Chef Powell said, hey, I'm from Colombia and I would love if you could make me a mug. This is Colombian chef. And Jess did that. And Chef Powell had this mug for about a year or so. And she messaged her like a year later and said, hey, I use this mug like every day and I love this mug. We're opening a restaurant, by the way, and we would love for you to do all of our plateware and our dinnerware and everything. And at first she said, no, that's too big of a project. But Chef Powell kept convincing her. She's like, you know, I think you can do it. And then Jess kind of finally said, you know what, maybe it is a cool opportunity. And yeah, so she just hammered it out and made over 600 pieces, I want to say. It was a lot of pieces. But yeah, so now she's got a whole restaurant full of the stuff that she's made with her hands, and it's pretty neat to see that. So.
Oak and Ivy is a restaurant that's in Woodway. It's part of this development called The Outlook that Marshall Stueman and his partners put together. You can hear older episodes of Downtown Depot for a conversation with me and Marshall Stueman. And at the time when Marshall and I last talked, this was just a piece of land. Now it's become a thriving multi-use development. Very cool that she was able to do all the ceramics for that. I ate at Oak and Ivy last month, I suppose, and was and I think I even mentioned on my Instagram how cool all the dishware was.
Cool.
So
awesome.
Way to go, Jess.
Yeah, Jess.
Way to go, Jess. That's awesome. Husband-wife couples working together. That's I've done it myself. It is a tough thing to do.
It's not for everybody.
How did Jess and you deal with that?
It is very strange, and I mean it's I say strange. It's a blessing and a curse because, like I said, when you're living in a place that you also work, like we happen to live on the same property in the back area, but yeah, it's a lot to deal with sometimes because it in certain ways it feels like you never leave the place, but we're a good team, and like the way that we operate is just through strength, and we each have things that we're good at. I would say I'm more of like the PR guy or like the customer service kind of guy, and she's the one with the brain who does amazing things in the background, and she puts a lot of detail and thought into just our website and just the way that we're presented and like just the technical things in the background. We both do those things to a certain degree, but we certainly have our strengths, and we work really well as a team. So I wouldn't have any other way. And I have loved doing this for the past 5 years. And we're always looking at doing things smarter and better. And that's kind of the cool thing. It's kind of like, you're this husband-wife duo who in a retail store, and you both want this store to grow and succeed, but you also don't want to do it at your detriment. You want to do things. And that's why we love to travel. And, we definitely aren't just totally glued to the place. Like we make it a point to see the world, and we've been to cool places. We've been to like Iceland, New Zealand, and on our anniversary we do these cool trips, but so we reward ourselves, but we also really focus, and we love our store and we love the people who come there, and we're a good team and we work together the best we can. So
I feel like traveling is particularly important for people in Waco because there are certain things that you just don't have in a city the size of 250,000. What are some of the things that you guys look for when you travel, or why is it that you do travel?
Yeah, well, I mean, it feels nice just to kind of get away and, see how different parts of the world do things. And one of the things, like when we first took over our art supply store, we would go to places like New York City and see, like, what do their art supply stores look like? And how can we had all this, these ideas of what we could bring from all these different places in the world to our store. And now when we look at our store, it really is a fusion of things that we've been inspired by. Even like we've been to the Sydney Art Store in Sydney, Australia, and that was like one of our dream stores before we even went there. Like we found them on Instagram and thought these guys really have it figured out as far as the way that it's all laid out. And so, clean and it's organized, and they were a big inspiration store. And we actually got to meet the owner of that store and check it out. And that's a big reason why we like to travel, because we love Waco and it's our home, and it's a place where we feel like it's family, and we can come back here and really enjoy life. But it's definitely important to see what other people are doing in different parts of the world and see how you can bring some of that flavor back here. So
if you have an art store and you want to be inspired by other art stores, there aren't other places in Waco to go.
No, right? That's the thing.
So, got to travel.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a good thing for us. You know, like we definitely realize that we're the go-to spot for those specialty materials, and we have no plans of stopping or slowing down. In fact, like we're always looking at ways to be a better store and beef it up. So,
you mentioned having your real estate license and that you guys live on Washington where you have the store. Tell me a little bit about your house hacking experience.
Yeah. So that's definitely, I mean, it was one of those things that it was an opportunity that we just couldn't pass up, because we did have the opportunity to buy the building and the business all in one. And like I said, that is kind of a tricky contract thing, and it's tricky for insurance purposes. And there's a whole lot of reasons why it's really simplistic to split it all up just to have like a commercial space and just to have a house, for many, many reasons. But yeah, we had previous experience living in an Airstream before Airbnb was the biggest thing. There was something called Flipkey, which is like TripAdvisor. And we used to rent our Airstream on Flipkey occasionally for like just weekends and stuff. And we would basically move all of our clothes out and stay at my parents' house while we rented the trailer. And we got that first taste of short-term rental in like 2011 or 2010 when we first were living in that Airstream. We thought if we could do this, that would be great, because we kind of got a grip on Airbnb and what it takes to be a good host, and even during that time. So when we bought the store, we had a separate room that has an exterior entrance called the Little Green Door, with free bikes and everything. So that's our unit on Airbnb. And we're super hosts. We've hosted over 300 people in that small little room. It is a micro room. It's pretty small, but people love it. I mean, people have left us 5 stars, and it's been great. So we really enjoy the whole Airbnb thing. But yeah, it's, to answer your question, it's definitely a house hack situation where you've got a retail store in the front, livable space in the middle half, and then there's an Airbnb in the back half. So
we're coming to the end of our time here, but because you are a real estate professional, I want to get your thoughts on this Waco housing market. Just this week, the Fed is talking about raising interest rates again. What's your view on what's happening here?
Definitely. It's interesting because, you know, if you had a listing, I mean, everybody says the same thing. If you had a listing a year ago, it didn't take hardly any skill to have 5 or 6 people immediately knocking on your email door with an offer saying, oh yeah, and it's above asking price. So, I mean, that was the reality just about a year ago. And now the tables have kind of turned where things are sitting on the market longer. And it seems like the world's melting at this moment. But at the same time, I kind of feel like there's some opportunity to be had, believe it or not, because now buyers actually have a little bit more power than they used to. Because, I mean, about a year ago, it was nothing but seller power and sellers were in the driver's seat. And now, even though interest rates are rising, and that's definitely a new factor to consider, I think there are opportunities to be found where some properties are sitting on the market longer. And if you're a buyer who wants to get into something, I think you have more negotiation power. That's just my opinion at the moment. But
what are some of your favorite neighborhoods in the Waco area?
You got to love where we're at. I do love our street. Washington Avenue between 18th and 23rd is such a unique street, and it's very mixed use. We've got really cool neighbors like Monument and the C Strunk Gallery and Uptown Peach, which is another Airbnb down the street. But you've also got people who are full-time residents. I got to brag on our neighborhood, but I like a lot of North Waco actually these days too. I've seen some really, I love the front porches and everything like that. And of course I'm always driving around looking at what's hit the market and things like that. And I like those houses that are built in like the early 1900s, like the, you know, 1910, 1920, North Waco, like around the 15th Street area. There's a lot of really cool spots to find over here, but got to brag on our street for sure. So
this is a big weekend for MC Art Supplies. A great time for people to come by and check it out. You guys are having a sale.
Yeah. So that's actually taking place November 12th, and that's going to be on a Saturday. Part of what we do and how we run our store is we're always looking to add new products that people are going to be excited about. And we've owned the store for 5 years now, and we've actually had a pretty good grip on what things move and what things don't. So, of course, Like any retail store, you know, you always see people clearancing out items that are not moving. But especially in our space, when we're not even like 1,000 square feet, we're a pretty micro packed in store. We have to be really considerate about what things we bring in to the store. So that's one of the big reasons why we're clearancing out some things to open up space for new exciting things that we're happy to be bringing in. So, yep, November 12th.
Aaron Williams is the owner of MC Art Supplies there in Uptown Waco. Thank you for sharing some of your story.
You bet, man. Thank you for having me. We really appreciate it. And we're always just trying to spread the word. There's still a ton of people who have never heard of us. So we appreciate you for giving us the opportunity to speak on what we do.
Thanks again to Aaron Williams of MC Art Supplies and you for tuning into episode 137 of Downtown Depot here on Waco Public Radio. You can find me in between episodes on Facebook and Instagram at Waco Business News, and join me back here on the airwaves on the third Friday of November for another conversation with an inspiring small business owner, civic leader, or engaged citizen sparking Waco's revitalization. I'm Austin Meek, and you've been listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business.